Chapter 4. Delta. Now, back in Baghdad 2 years later, I was a little more seasoned, but not much. I'd screened for and then completed Green Team, but I was definitely still the new guy. The good part was I had some experience working in the Iraqi capital from my days on Team 5. After the dam mission, my team was sent to Baghdad to help round up former regime loyalists and insurgent leaders. Delta's base was in the Green Zone, which sat next to the Tigris River in the center of the city. Soon after I landed, I started to immediately get my bearings. The base was a short distance from the famed Crossed Swords, erected to celebrate Iraq's victory in the Iran-Iraq War. The sword arch stood on opposite sides of a large parade ground. During the day, you'd see whole units posing for pictures near the pair of hands holding the curved blades. The hands and forearms were modeled on the dictator's, including his exact thumbprint. Delta's headquarters was in former Ba'ath Party buildings. I walked inside to check in at the Joint Operations Center. John, my new team leader, came up to meet me soon after I arrived. I was brand new and still had no idea what to expect. A former Ranger before joining Delta Force, John had a thick barrel chest and thick arms. A brown, bushy beard that was so long it brushed against the top of his chest covered his face. He looked like a taller version of Gimli, the angry dwarf in The Lord of the Rings. John had joined the army right out of high school. After years of short haircuts and lots of rules with the Rangers, he dropped his packet for Warrant Officer School with an eye toward being an Apache helicopter pilot. But ultimately, he didn't want to give up his gun, so he screened and got picked up for Delta and had worked his way up the ranks.
"Welcome to paradise," he said, as we walked toward the team room.